This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Governor Jared Polis addressed the legislature on Thursday in his fourth state of the state. The governor highlighted Colorado's worsening air quality.
And I'm committed to cutting emissions and getting this done, improving air quality. It's not just about health. It's also about seizing the opportunity to reduce costs for Coloradans, save people money on their monthly electricity bill.
Polis says he'll push clean transportation options like electric school buses. He also committed to updating Colorado's water policies. The King Soopers strike that's affecting dozens of stores around the Denver metro is in its third day. Professor James Walsh studies labor movements at CU Denver. He says the strike shows the leverage workers have as many industries face staffing shortages.
What's happening nationally with labor, workers are strong today, and they understand that they have strength they didn't realize they had a year or two ago. And that's that consciousness. So this is a strike that's connected directly to a new consciousness for workers.
King Soopers says it will raise starting wages to $16 an hour. The union says that isn't enough due to the risks that workers have faced during the pandemic. More Colorado law enforcement officers left the profession in 2021 than in previous years. Sheriffs and police chiefs say it's because of poor morale around criminal justice reform efforts and burnout from the pandemic. Attorney General Phil Weiser.
Think about frontline workers who have put themselves on the line and risked their health and safety. Police are among the highest in terms of who needs to work during a pandemic. A lot of people are saying, I can't take this anymore. I need to take a break.
Weiser is working on legislation that would devote $10 million to police recruiting and retention. This is CPR News and KRCC.